Cornwall's location, combined with its milder climate and a wealth of excellent beaches, makes Cornwall the surf capital of the UK, as surf shop owner Douglas Bell explains.
Basically because it's catching all of the swell coming across the Atlantic, and it has some of the best beaches and some of the best breaks, which are either made up from reef or from sand, so it works really, really well.
In addition, Cornwall is host for one of the biggest pro surf competitions in Europe. The Fischer Boatmasters, as it's currently known, has been running under various names for over 10 years, attracting some of the biggest names in the surfing world.
The competitions which happen around Cornwall and Devon attract some of the world's best surfers, mainly from Europe, and the Boardmasters that happens every year at Newquay attracts some of the real top pros.
The fact that the waves are better in winter when it gets fairly cold might be a bit frustrating. Peter Getty, avant-garde surfer of the days when they had to survive without wetsuits, sees another problem with surfing in winter.
Yeah, good fun, you know, but it may affect their ears in the long run, I think, all this cold water going in the air. So I think there is something, you know, that actually causes, cold water does cause some sort of problems with the inner ear, middle ear.
Yet, the surfers in Gwythlion proved that this doesn't keep any sport fanatic from conquering the waves. Newly developed equipment enables them to surf non-stop 12 months a year.
Yeah, I usually surf all the way through, but like thicker wetsuits and the boots and the hat and the gloves when it gets real cold. No, some think I'm a bit crazy, but that's about it. No.
It is quite chilly today, to be fair. Not going on with any booties doesn't help, or a hat, seeing as he's stolen them over there.
In the winter, there's more hurricanes. It's like hurricane season, and it brings more swell to the UK, making the waves bigger. It can get up to like 12, 15 foot. The winds are offshore, it's clean, but it's freezing. Well, fortunately, like wetsuits have been developed nowadays that like, are thicker and they're also more stretchy, so you don't feel like you're just stuck like a robot trying to swim. So you can still like stay a little bit warm.
As a surfer in Europe, the north coast of Cornwall is now the place to go. There are risks, it can be dangerous, but then again, that's part of the attraction for most of them. This is Anna Gonczorek, UCF, Gwythlion. You're gonna set us free.